Craft CVO membership. This is Dallas. May I please have the email address associated with your account?
J. Williams, 9632@sbcglobal.net.
You said that's J. Williams, 9632?
Yes, at sbcglobal.net.
Yes, do you have a Craft CVO membership?
I do, and I paid for it on January 1st. I got it, and it came through my account on January 2nd. And I was able to log in for the first couple of days, and now it tells me that they can't find my email address. I paid the $7.56, the introductory one for the whole year, for $7.56.
Okay, you can give me one. So, I apologize. The domain I used to search for accounts is currently locked. Give me one second while I try to find you. What's
okay.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
It's Judy Williams.
That's J-U-D-I-E?
No, J-U-D-Y.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. What is your physical address?
My physical address is 743 North Oak, Kermit, Texas, 79745.
And what state is this?
Texas.
Georgetown?
In Kermit.
Okay, ma'am, because I have to look for your account singly. I have to go through every Judy Williams in our system, unfortunately, right now.
Oh, my gosh, and there's a lot of us.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I didn't think that was going to be a common name. I've tried to reset my password, and every time I do, it says my email address is not there.
Did you try to gift the membership recently?
Did I try to do what?
Gift a membership to someone else?
No.
Okay. Because that was another hiccup I had recently with a lot of our customers.
Yes. No, I didn't try to do that at all. I just signed up for me an account. I wanted to see how it was.
Did you get the confirmation email?
I did. And now that I go back into my email, it's not there. It's the weirdest thing. But I got the confirmation email. I was able to, you know, like I said, I got on for several days. And then I couldn't get on anymore. And it says it doesn't, it's like I got wiped out. But I can give you, like, my trace number where they took the money out of my account.
No, but did they give you an order number?
I don't see an order number on here. I'm looking at my bank account.
It would have been on your Craftsy. Have no access to it. Never mind. Give me one second.
And I don't. Okay. And I don't know what happened to that email.
Do you have an alternative email by any chance?
I don't know. I didn't put one down.
Okay, let me try your email again. You said that's J. Williams?
Yes. Jay Williams, and it's SBC, like S as in Sam, B as in boy, C as in cook.
And what were the numbers after Jay Williams? 9632, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any chance that you can give me a call back in like an hour when our thing is back up and running so I can locate your account? Because the way we're going is I'm not finding you. And I believe it may be something as simple as you could have misspelled your email.
Yeah, but if I did that, how could I have got into it? Because I saved my username and
mm-hmm.
my password all at the same time, and it was the same. It was the correct one. But I'll call you back in a little bit. That's not a problem.
You know what? I can give you a call back, so it's not an inconvenience for you. Is there a set time?
It's okay.
No,
at any time.
Okay. So as soon as I see that it's up and running, I'm going to give you a call back, okay?
Okay. You want my phone number?
432-208-2707.
6707.
Yes, ma'am. My apologies.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And I'm going to call you back as soon as WordPress is up and running.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you for calling Crafty Membership.
All right,
you have a great day.
Thank you. Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye.